Ready? Go call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening all, yes? We'll move on to public comment. I guess at this time, Lyons, whoever would like to speak, or all of you, or...
We have a presentation to give to you, Mayor, so do it over there.
A presentation.
Okay. It's going to take some time. Yeah. We appreciate that the Hamburg City allows us to use this facility and City Hall in the park for fundraising. So when we return some of the fundraising back to the city, we feel good about that. So we have a plaque here to commemorate.
Okay. Thank you.
Chris, come on, you're up, Bob. We can go plant trees.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds so bad.
Okay.
Which one are you looking at?
You can be camera first. Okay. I'm first.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe this way now. Go in. Those are you laughing at, I guess. I'll do one more. Are you taking a picture of me?
Yep.
Thank you.
And we have another plaque that we're going to
Put
up in the community.
Yeah, I'll
put this painting, funding for the painting.
Yeah.
And it has the date on there, so next time somebody asks,
how long is it?
Okay, can we do one more?
Hopefully it's not another 40, 50 years.
At least there won't be any issue with smoke being in there.
Yeah. You go first, can you get it,
Tom? I got it, yeah.
I'll do one more with yours, Wayne. Okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
On behalf of the city, we'd like to thank the Lions Club also for helping for the painting. This is a lot of positive comments.
Somebody didn't like the color.
That were the trees.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll continue that one.
Appreciate it. Yeah. And everything else. I mean, I'm interested in your fundraisers if you help the city. And the city appreciates it a lot. So.
You want us to hang this, yes, or are you going to have? I was going to give it to Richie, and you can maybe meet with Greg and pick a spot up here, or you guys have a...
No, I don't know if Greg can hang it.
Yeah, wherever.
You prefer. Any thoughts?
I'd ask Greg.
You want to someplace where they don't rub
you? Yeah.
Well, we're going to have it off the boat.
Maybe right where you can bump the door.
When you go out, above the door going out, or above the door going in?
Yeah.
Probably going above the door going out.
Sign from everybody to have you. Possible, so. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
I know you got my dignitaries.
Alright, that was nice. We'll move on to the agenda review. Are there any items to be added?
Mayor and Council, I have nothing at this time.
Anybody come to Council? We'll move on to the consent agenda. Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the fire department report. Chief Buckentine. Anything?
Chris,
President Gary could not make it tonight, but he said he must have all the info from last month. He was just waiting to make a decision on the raise for 2017, 1600 or 1625. Other than that, he just told me he presented numbers last month.
That's what I was here to. Was that on here, or was that actually something so good? Did that be sent in here soon, or is that by the end of the year? I don't remember.
Next year.
Yeah. So.
It's by the end of the year.
I think that's the thing. I think it's the last one here. We're going to wait on it. It's just a carryover item.
Okay. Yeah.
Office bids, we talked to contractors, we talked to 8 different contractors a few weeks ago, and so far I've gotten 2 bids back, so I guess I just asked that we end of the month.
What is involved in this bidding process? I don't know what you all have planned to redo or what. Does anybody?
Carpet, cabinets, and some electrical work and moving plans.
Okay. I guess I just didn't know what you had in mind.
In a window, right?
In a window. There's kind of contractors and stuff. I don't know, I only got 2 bids back, I know that.
Okay.
They've been busy kind of year to all sides. They don't know what's going with the after the 2017 they want to do it, so.
I think as long as we have the information before we set the final budget, we can do this.
Justin, I don't want you to tip your hand or say something you shouldn't, but can you divulge what dollar amount we're in the neighborhood talking about?
It's not really kind of $10,000 or something like that, I figure. And 2 bids I got so far were within $100 will be originally figured they would be.
Okay, thanks.
Is there, I thought there was heat up there.
No. No. The window unit doesn't work.
Oh. I've never been out there, I don't know.
There's 2 guys out and they both told me the same thing, that different options, you could run ductwork from here to there, but then you can't control it, so you'd be at the mercy of that little room would be whatever all the heat and AC are pumping into this one. He said they could put their own unit up there, or their own terminal, what's it called? Their own zone. But they both said it'd be overkill on the AC and the heat pump, the time it kicked in, it would be worth it. They both are getting a, called a Mr. Slim. Just a, it's kind of like a AC type unit outside with the heat and ACs. If I was called, it looks basically like a plasma TV upset on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they both suggested.
Is that your heating and air?
Heating AC out and all that. One thermostat and that kind of gets how it works, but they both said, yeah, that's how it works.
That sounds good.
Their AFP grant just opens today. We're going to put in for an engine. I guess the only really ask for would be probably about $400,000 engine we'd be looking at. The city for that type of purchase would be 5%.
$20,000.
Yeah, so if we would get it, we would just need permission from council to know ahead of time that if we got it, it would cost $20,000, which their contractors are already, what is it, $80,000, $90,000
already. It's only 5%?
I think it's 5% for $400,000.
Okay. I thought it was 10.
Even still, it's
good deal.
Whatever it is, it's going to be under what
it's,
we
it's have. A VA bargain.
Do we need a motion for that already, or?
I would say.
You're just going to do a bid, right? You're just going to do the bid, and we already have the funds sitting there for the replacement anyway.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Unless you need it for the grant, but at the time of the.
I'm just reading some of the horror stories from grants that people got, but then they come back and say, well, we're not.
Well, we've got the money earmarked.
Well, that's what I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, we'll just note that in a minute. The council had no objections. So.
And we're putting the money away for that reason anyway.
Right.
No mistake, Brian, how much just last year, I think we had 470 meals. This year it was 530 meals. Everything went pretty good. And the Leaf Association donated $1,000 to the city for the replacement models project. That was from
$1,000 was done already. We should have a motion on accepting that donation. Or do we do that at the end of all of them?
Usually do it at the end of the year and then do it as one resolution.
Anything else? Council, got anything for Justin? He left you off pretty easy today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on. Public nuisances.
Alright, so I wanted to put that on here to kind of talk to council. So basically, a couple of things we've had is, and we've talked about in the past, is putting teeth into our ordinances. What I'd like to do with permission of the council, and if, I don't know if the personnel committee maybe wants to sit down one afternoon and go through this, but I'd like to go through the ordinances and dictate what penalties should be. One thing I want to check with our city attorney is to see if, because how it reads now is it basically states that if it's, they must be convicted, guilty of a misdemeanor, guilty of a petty misdemeanor. So in that case, it'd have to go to court. It'd have to go through the court system. I want to see with our attorney if we can't set something up through our ordinances that we can set a date. They don't abide by that, we can fine them. We don't have to go through like a court process and this administrative search warrants and all this other due diligence that we have to do. So I want to see if there's an easier, quicker way where we can just have a schedule set, first offense 50, second offense 150, third offense 300, whatever that dollar amount would be, but having some type of structure like that. So that way, you know, we can kind of let people know, hey, here, $50 fine. We told you, gave you the date, get it done. We have a lot of people that do it, and they kind of start it, and then they leave it, and then it's right back to the same pile. And it's to the point where we got to do something to get this stuff done, get people, I mean, I almost hate to say force people to clean up, but we got to do something to make them clean up.
It doesn't get done.
Because it's not getting done, and the same people over and over and over. So I don't know what council's thoughts are on that, but that's kind of my thought process. If we can somehow write them where, you know, instead of having to go through prosecution, administrative search warrant, all that, where we'd be racking up bills for people not take care of their property, it's kind of ridiculous.
Would the league have any help on that?
And I can go to the league too on that too. But then drafting up an order, then we probably have to have a public hearing, change ordinance. So then we could adopt that. And then we have something laid out. So then when we send that letter out, we can basically say, this isn't done by then. You will be fine. See attached fine schedule, you know, something to that extent, so people can see, you know, because we've, you know, right now we've had the issue with you know, the water bills. So, you know, as we've turned people off, that gets their attention. They have to do something to get their attention. And I think, I mean, we've talked about putting some teeth in, but I don't know if that's something you just want me to work with the league and our attorney on, or if the PC wants to sit down one day and look at it, or
Jeremy, how does the ordinance about cutting weeds, how does that
see, that's what it all relates to. And it all goes back to this 1099. I look through the ordinances. And they'll all say penalty. See section 10.99, general penalty. So what it'll say there is any person, firm, or corporation who violates any provision of this code, including Minnesota statutes adopted by reference, which is designated to be a petty misdemeanor, shall upon conviction be guilty of a petty misdemeanor. So they have to be convicted, which I talked about. Penalty which may be imposed for any petty offense, which is a petty misdemeanor, shall be a sentence of a fine not more than 300. So it's not even really defined out.
No, it's got to be.
You know, we need to
specific.
We need something more there than what we have.
Go back to what does it say about Minnesota statutes?
Specifically adopted by reference.
Maybe before that, though.
Any person, firm, or corporation who violates any provision of this code, including Minnesota statute, specifically adopted by reference, which is designated to be a petty misdemeanor, shall upon conviction be guilty of a petty misdemeanor.
I don't know, I guess I would interpret that as that's the law, right? You know.
Right, but I would like it where it's first offense 50. That's what I checked around, that's what other cities have, first offense.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I just think, you know, that kind of tells me that, okay, this is a statute and we've adopted this and the other stuff. So it's kind of lumping everything together. I think you're going to have to separate.
That's not one. Real specific.
Pardon?
It's not real specific.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of broad. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that one should proceed with it because it's not going to get better by itself.
No. No, it's not. And, you know, the thing is, too, is we got some things going on in town. We have a state baseball tournament and things like that, you know, and it doesn't reflect well on the town, you know, that people aren't taking care of their stuff, and it's not,
well,
I think it's just we need some teeth. It's not from a lack of effort of sending letters.
If you're going to get together with the personnel committee or however, I would throw out, because we talked about it once, concerning drones and ordinance. You know, that would be the time.
Yep.
And it was also brought up once about hard surface driveways.
We did find.
I don't know where it is.
We did find something with hard surface driveways. Let me find that.
Because there's things here that.
I know we looked for that.
Maybe it's too vague or it's got to be changed or something because.
Every 2 years, after you build a house.
Within a year.
Okay. Yeah. So and that fell to the side and now we've got nothing again. So yeah, we should be looking.
Yeah. So that's just some things that was talked about and planning.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's something we got written down that was maybe handled and looked into a little bit.
I think we're almost to the point where, you know, we may want to look at redoing our own ordinances and recodifying them.
And we did that once before.
Yeah, we did. It's a big project, but I think we need to look at it. And the league can assist us with that.
So what's the deal with 153J?
Yeah.
So then, moving into 153, and also on here is I had a resident that is upset that nothing's been done with that. And to touch base and to jump into that, kind of what we had sent the letter on was based on.
That was a June letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was up there after that.
What was his response?
He did kind of hint at that when he was at the meeting that he really wasn't going to do anything about it.
Right.
I mean, he didn't come out right out and say it, but that's pretty much
so. What we have there too is declaration of nuisance. Buildings, fences, and other structures that have been so poorly maintained that their physical condition and appearance detract from the surrounding neighborhood and declare to be a public nuisance because they are unsightly, decrease adjoining landowners and occupants' enjoyment of their property and neighborhood, and adversely affect property values and neighborhood patterns. So that's what we went under. From city ordinance standpoint. From a building code, there's no enforcement there. I checked with MinSpec. So really it would fall under city code. I mean, all they're there for is enforcement but they have to have a city code in order to enforce something as far as maintenance and appearance, which we do have in there.
Does that have anything for penalties there?
It's the same thing. Every stinking ordinance relates to that 1099. So none of them are just spelled out and defined, which that's why I want to go through them. And, you know, obviously some offenses are going to be higher than others. Some are just going to be simple, petty, offenses, so, you know, fines got to be different. But my biggest thing is the way I read that is that they have to be convicted. So then we got to go through the court system, and, you know, then how much are we spending on prosecution fees for people who clean up their yards? I mean, it's kind of frustrating that people can't.
Because right now the letter says that if they don't get it cleaned up by a certain date, that we're going to have it taken care of. But it's really an empty threat at this point because we don't have a company that would come and do that.
And it ain't even just the company. We'd have to get an administrative search warrant in order to do that.
I don't think you'd go into Steve's garage and start citing it and send him a bill. I mean, that's not going to work.
No. So I'm looking to see what we can do to put the most teeth into our ordinances in the quickest way possible, I guess. That's the best way to sum it up. So that way if we can do it, where we don't have to jump through a lot of hoops, to be able to catch people's attention by being able to find them.
Why don't you get information from the lead, checking that?
Sure. I'll do that, and then I'll get a hold of you.
Personnel committee to help you with it, you can do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Anything more on the public nuisances, or what can we do with our 53 Jacob?
Yeah, unless you want to go through prosecution.
What does Paulie ever say we could do?
The only thing we could do is what we have in our ordinance. We'd have to enforce our ordinance, is what he told us, for maintenance and appearance.
What has the city done in the past when somebody's had a house that's in disrepair?
Well, if it gets too bad and too repetitive, we have, you know, turned it over to the county attorney for prosecution.
And what was the success rate on that?
Usually pretty good. I mean, usually we won't go to court unless we know we have a clear-cut case.
Well, I don't remember when that's ever happened.
It's been a long time. Last time I can remember is when somebody left a vehicle on the side of the cold car wash for months and months and months. They had it jacked up. That's the last one I can remember.
I would think that it would not be unreasonable to go in and ask for the situation to be abated and taken care of, but also reasonable attorney's fees to be awarded.
Right. Right, definitely, if we had to go that route. And I believe that is in there.
Maybe Mac or Mark's office should send a letter.
Well, and that's what I was thinking. Because the person that came in, me and Tamara were talking about that, I thought maybe if we I forward the original letter to our attorney and have them kind of put a little beef into it, that maybe that'll catch some eyes too.
I think that's a start.
I think maybe while we're at that, I'd ask for counsel to do that with the 3-4 other consistent repeaters. While he's at it,
I'd make a motion if we do it with the county or city attorney to send letters to the chronic ones.
Could Minspec sending a letter do any good?
They have already.
They already did.
Motion made and seconded to have the attorney, city attorney, send letters to the, I should say, chronic offenders here in town. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. They can word it better than we can.
Probably. Yes. Yep.
Anything else on the nuisances, or we'll move on? I don't see Mr.
David Watts won't be here.
Watts is here. Move on to old city business.
Old city business. Just one thing that I have for update. I'm still waiting for a survey from Sibley Surveyors.
They're sorry.
They're just busy this time of year too, I know. So once I get that, then we'll work on filing it for that parcel that will be given to us by William Millers and Sons. And then city foundation repairs was brought up to me is if we want to consider core filling them blocks. And what that kind of consists of is putting some holes in the wall and dumping concrete in there. We did it on the other wall because it was coming in. Basically, you could see it just a bit. So it was suggested to me we'd want to consider doing it on the north side of the hall. We've already done it on the east side.
What are we looking at cost?
I can't imagine it's much cost to pump in some cement.
I looked at it. It's going to take some cost to regrow the block, you know. This way, if you fill the block, you just fill it and it's full. The reason I'm saying this is I know probably up on top you can stick a little mud in there and stop the water from coming in through the fall, but down below where the water's been sitting in the block for the last year or 5 years or whatever, now it's starting to dry out. Yeah, 3 years. Now it's starting to dry out a little bit, and that block is crumbling.
Brittle.
Yeah. And that's what I'm looking at is that. I know we can stop the water from going in. I mean, just put some caulking in there or whatever for this fall. In spring it's going to be, you know, smeared over. But I'm looking at down below. I mean, we can't see that. I'm just saying, okay, knock a couple block out of there. It's in June this year.
Must be on.
And just knock a couple block out, and we just get a yard of cement and just mix it. Runny and let it run in there, and it's dry, and I would feel a lot.
That's solid.
Yeah, I would feel a lot.
Well, maybe we should inquire what they're looking at for additional money.
Yeah, what's your kind of cost?
And are we getting to the end of the year ready for getting stuff done? Or what is the process here?
In relation to?
Time-wise, as to, because we approved. So what, 19.5 and the 1,500?
Right. That's right, you weren't here last meeting.
No.
So what we had decided was to core fill this year and then do it in spring, the digging up part, because of the fire exits. No.
We just agreed.
Digging, just doing the, you know.
Kind of patching that back spot there just for the fall, you know.
Kind of a... Preventative,
and then they would dig it and fall, because what we found out is that if we block that door, now we're not going to meet fire code for when we have
to block two doors.
Yeah, two doors actually, so we run into that issue.
Well, maybe we should get a price on that quick and maybe get that done.
Yeah. Okay. I'll call them tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, yeah, I think we should...
Get at least a start. They're right. Coming up.
And Kim Senior was here last week, our last meeting, and we mentioned that we said that to him, and he said that they could get that done this fall. And we had a call you up to get times.
I haven't got times, but I've talked to him.
He, you know, for a sneak in for 3 or 4 days or 2 days or whatever to get that done. I did get up and then, you know, if nothing else. Fill it and put the dirt back to its fall, and then spring comes and it dug up.
Well, let's proceed with it.
All right, so no Greg tonight. You went home sick today, so.
Maybe I got it.
So, if anybody. Has anything for him, I can take that.
Notes. Yeah. Do you think we should have two roll-offs down there now?
Yeah, we were talking about it this morning.
Because that one is 1.5 times full.
we have the streets swept in the fall?
Yeah, but usually we try to milk that as long as we can.
Right.
So the trees are bare.
Yeah, because right. A lot of maples that don't fall till late, so.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had it set up already. It probably does. So.
Are you going to push hydrants too?
Yeah, usually in fall. Cool.
So, anything else under the public work?
Legs are dashed up again.
Never ending.
Is that the whole week?
Yeah, until next Saturday.
Fire week, right?
Yeah.
Is that still for the fire?
Yeah, fire prevention. I don't ever remember having that happen before.
I don't either.
No, I don't think they ever had.
I don't even know.
Is this something new?
I don't know. It just was a proclamation by Obama. Lately, my levels are keeping down.
They're down more than they're up.
They are. Lately, yeah, sadly.
Obama's last hurrah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go on to Jeremy.
So, we have the general election coming up November 8th, so don't forget to vote. But with that, that'd be our normal council meeting. So looking for alternative date to have our November meeting.
You just follow on Tuesday. Right?
That's kind of just what I put down, see if that worked with everybody.
It's typically how we handle that situation.
Yeah, because we'd have to... We have to meet within 7 to 10 days to canvass results anyways. So we couldn't go any later than, I think, Thursday of that next week. So we'd have to do it that week.
I'll move that we move the November City Council meeting from the 8th to the 15th or the 7th.
Motion made and seconded to move the November City Council meeting from November 8th to the 15th at 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye, I can't make it. Sorry.
Here. All right. Random utility building training.
All right, so there's a sheet in your packet that kind of goes over training options.
I read it.
So, me and Tamara kind of discussed this, and we called and talked to Banyan about it, you know, what it would cost to kind of set up. So basically, we were looking at $400 for the day if they come on site. Otherwise, it's $200 a day if you go to Burnsville for the training. How much was that, 6 hours?
Yeah, with an hour lunch.
Yeah, 6 hour lunch. You know, otherwise they have a $75 an hour glance type training.
I prefer that if you want to go. I think it's always better if you're in person and away from anywhere.
And I would prefer it be here because then I've got my stuff around me and I'll think of more things that would be more beneficial in my space.
Right. Well, plus if it was here, then Jeremy would be here, and so right. You kind of get more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
What do you go to? I think it's cross, you can both do it.
Right. Because there's a lot with that program I know we can do, and we just don't know about it. And there's no good manual.
Yeah, the manual they gave us is.
So basically, we're looking for it up.
Right.
Yeah. It's got to be done.
It'd be helpful.
Is there a long time to get it scheduled, or?
I don't think so.
And I would say if we're going to do it here and they're going to trade both you guys, then I would say we have the offices closed during that night. So there's
no
other options.
No other
options. If you're paying $400, I would come on and get interrupted every 10 minutes.
Right. We'll just do a note then. Whatever day we schedule that.
Yeah,
we'll try to get them in the morning so then that way. The afternoon we're open if anybody needs to come up.
So I guess we look for motion then.
I'll move to approve the training on site.
For the $400.
How many days is it?
One.
Just one? Because it says It says a full day of training is 5 hours, but it doesn't say how many days they actually come to do the training with you.
Just the one day.
Oh, it's just one day?
Mm-hmm. It says equipment employees out of the office are tied up for a full day.
So there was a motion, was there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the training with Banyan Utility Billing for on-site for a fee of $400. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Okay, GovPNet contract. So this is basically kind of a little bit more info as to what we discussed at last meeting about setting up a contract with GovPNet, which would allow us to accept credit card payments, which I feel give people another option. It would be no cost to the city. As you can see, there's a service fee schedule included in the packet, which kind of explains the fees that would be passed on to the person, the customer. So anyone making the purchases, they would incur the fee, not the city. Gives people another paying option. But the only thing we don't like is how steep the fee gets. But the other company we looked at, Municipay, that does this, they charge $25 a month for the city to do it plus the fee. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well.
So the swiping, we would have a swipe here in the office.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have all the equipment, no cost to the city.
I guess that would be then up to the.
It gives them the option, but we'd be upfront with them.
Yeah.
Tell them this is what the fees are, even when they would swipe their card. Just like you go to your ATM, you don't go to your local bank, it asks you, you still want to do this transaction, or $5 service fee will be added. Here our thought is maybe it gives people an option too. Maybe we, our delinquent list will maybe go down too.
Yep.
Do they have to come to the resident have to come to the office?
They can
every
call
month?
Over the phone too. Okay. So we can take it over the phone and yeah, process order too. Yep.
Can they set up automatic payment? Or recurring payments?
I don't know. I'll check into that. We didn't discuss that. They didn't bring that up. We'll check on that.
And then the service fees for telephone assisted payments, I suppose that if the resident's having a problem making the payment, they call in and they get charged this extra fee. Is that what that is, basically?
Run that by me again.
This, the second half of this.
Yeah.
Over here talks about the service fees for telephone assisted payments. If that is, if somebody's having a problem and they call the company, then they get
right,
charged.
Right, that's the call center, their agent, okay. Their...
Do we have to have that? Is that part of the whole package? What I'm driving at is if they're having a problem making their credit card payment that way, can they call you on the phone
I would
avoid that?
I mean,
is that part of it?
Yeah, I'd prefer they call us.
Yeah.
Go through that.
But is this going to, if you go with this, do you have to have the second half?
As far as I know, that's, if they call them for their agent, them or their fees,
that's up to them.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do the best we can to make it clear that it'd be best to call us.
Yeah.
Save yourself, up to, $4 or $5. So, if not $6, $7, $8 on a transaction.
So basically there's no cost to the city.
Nope.
And, basically, the only thing that benefits those, like you say, are delinquencies, is putting them
out. I don't think they're going to have to pay if they just have questions. It's just if they pay their bill over the phone, they're going to have to pay the fee.
Yes.
That's okay. It. If they just call and ask questions, they're not going to have to pay.
Yeah, it's service fee for telephone assisted payments.
Telephone assisted.
So.
Do you need a motion for that?
I don't think we should have a motion, yes.
I'm going to go for it.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to go with the self payment service for collecting utility bill fees. As stated, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Just a few other things. Street project. Kind of close that out. Final two payments are in the claims list. So as we do the project, we basically came in $35,172.55 under is what I calculated. So that's good news. Bad news is
have a party now.
We've used 14.9 of that to do our study for future expansion. And that other 20,000, which I kind of get into, may need to go to roof repairs or some of that nature in the budget. So I'm working on the I&I letters. I hope to have them all out end of this month for the I&I issues. And then they'll have a year from the date it's sent out to get things corrected. And then I'll talk to Justin and get something for the next meeting on if we want to line something up with SEH again, continue on and do phase two. So I think that's something we should start too, is phase two, looking into people going in, do the inspections in the homes and televising the lines. Benefits. We've had a couple other people come up, ask for benefits, and I do have it on the fee schedule. But I just thought I'd bring it up tonight because we've had two people now come forward for, you know, having benefits at the hall, one at the park. I don't know, council's thought process. The last one we did $250. But what I think for benefits, we should at least charge what we're charging our businesses.
Didn't we handle that once before?
Well, we did, and we set $250.
For that.
For that one benefit. And then we said we would, because we went back and looked at the minutes. And then we said we would, you know, add it to the fee schedule. But what I'm thinking we should do is $325 for like the hall or half the price of the rental.
$325 for the hall and $75
for the rental. Right. And then $75 for here. If they were, I don't know that we've ever had a benefit up here. It's usually the hall.
Are we differentiating between something based in Hamburg versus something based in Glencoe? Or should we?
I'm just looking at to cover our costs.
We still have the cost regardless of where it's from.
Right, what I'm basing it off.
Is that enough to cover the cost?
Yeah, that's about what we figured.
$25 off
$18. Well, for here, this park in here, which there isn't. Okay. You know, let's see where to, you know, obviously we have a damage deposit, but.
When is this supposed to happen? This year? Next year?
Next year. Yeah, one was in January.
I know we talked about changing the cost of rentals at the hall.
Yes.
All the improvements that we're making and made.
Yep.
We wanted to decide as a group and say, yeah, we want half of that, then I wouldn't say would advise us to wait for an actual dollar amount to figure out if we're going to raise those costs at the hall.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Are these people going to make any difference that they have to wait till we decide?
Well, that could factor in because they're checking other places. You know, obviously when you're doing a benefit, you're looking to.
I guess at that point we're not making any money anyway. We're just covering our costs. So if you're serious about it, they might wait if they are. Because they're going to deal with some other.
You could probably advise that we have a general agreement to a guideline when you're going to be looking at these kind of fine dollars.
Okay. All right. That's what we'll do then.
Okay, say it this way. Say I want to book a date for January. And am I going to get the price that's now when I book it?
Yeah. So if you're like, say, just a straight rental, they book it for next year, whatever the rate is now, if they sign by the end of the year, they lock it in at that rate.
Yeah.
That's how we've always done it.
You know, we can't say to somebody that wants to have your wedding in May or June, but we don't know what it's going to be.
Right.
Right.
You know, so
we could raise that now.
Well, we can just set it right now, and then we can revisit it
okay.
And change it when we do the fee schedule.
Okay.
was my thought process, just to send something out so we let these know, and then we would, you know, come December.
What's the going rate around here?
I don't know. I always hear.
Be pretty spendy.
I always hear that the Hamburg Hall's cheap to rent for a wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's for the space they get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So should we do something now and then look at it again in January?
I think so. I think we should.
Well, for the benefits.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. And like I said, just to make it easy, my thought process is to keep it the same as what the business rate is. 25.
Yeah, it's not that much.
It at least covers our costs. If not, we make a little. Unless it's in winter and it's 20 below.
Well, January would be cold.
Right.
How does that ever happen? The city would make money on that.
Well, we don't make money off the whole period, so we're just trying to minimize our losses.
Well, you want to make a motion?
I was going to make a motion for $325 with, at the end of the year, if you look at it, whether we want to change the fee then.
We'll haul them in. What just before, do you want to amend that to what you, if for the park and for this place? To be
75, 75, 75, 75, 75.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded.
Yeah.
Motion made and seconded to set the fees for benefits at $325 for the hall and $75 for the community center and the park. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, so at the last meeting, we also had a resident come up that had their water shut off. We had the same situation again this week. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. I basically went off what we've been doing in the past. So talking with Greg and Tamara, our thought process is that they get the notice, they don't pay, turn off their water. In order to get their water back on, they got to make some type of payment and sign a payment plan. They have to stick to that payment plan. If they miss that payment plan, their water gets turned off, and then it doesn't get turned back on again until it's paid current.
And then plus they get $100.
Exactly. Correct. Council okay with that, so we don't have to come to every meeting. Do this a one-on-one basis, that it's the same for everybody, this is how it is. This is what we're going to follow.
So have they been charged you $100 twice already to hook it up?
Well,
this
is the second one.
Second
person. We've had one. We charged them the $100. Now we've had another one. We charged them the $100. They both like paid $100.
Yeah.
And then set up payment plans. And they, so far, the one that came last has adhered to that payment plan.
Yeah.
The other one is setting it up, is coming up Friday to finalize.
That was my next question, Gene. Stuck to it so far.
Yep.
Yeah, so far, yeah. Yep. But also, when they make the payment plan, then we hold off on any late fees. Like, I have to go back in the system and take late fees.
Moving forward.
Oh, but if they are delinquent on that payment plan, then those fees get added back up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But that doesn't override the state law that says you can't shut it off in between October 15th and April 15th anyway, if it's part of their heat source. Even if they're $1,000 behind and they decide to skip their payment schedule, I mean,
then we can't do there October 15th to April 15th for that
whatever
period.
If they decide to default, we're still hosed.
But here's the key too with that is if they've made a payment plan before October 15th, we can, but they have to stick to it. If they make a payment plan, they have to stick to it. Are we still, we can turn them off, if I believe, if I read that correct. So it's not...
If they don't honor their...
Correct. They don't honor it.
That doesn't sound right to me because that sounds like something the state would step in and say, listen, you're cutting off their water and it has to heat their house.
I'll get a copy of it and you can interpret what you think. But
what was the deal about late fees? What did you say about late fees?
Well, currently, when they don't pay their bill on time, there's a 10% penalty each month.
Yeah.
And so, then when they come up to make a payment plan, the way we've done it is we hold off on any penalties as we work through that payment.
Going forward.
Yeah, but we don't leave the back.
We don't leave any back ones, but going forward through that time period, we don't charge penalties.
If they breach
that contract, then.
Yeah, would it be appropriate to reword the ordinance so that it reflects all of that? You know what?
Yeah.
That might be it. Because then that would say, you could say, well, this is the ordinance.
Well, this is actually a lot more lenient than the ordinance, so.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying you put it in the ordinance, right. That could just be teeth and stuff.
Well, we actually have more teeth in the ordinance, so.
I'm all for you, don't get me wrong, I'm all for you shutting it off if they default.
Well, no, but we got to abide by
it. I think the state won't allow you to do that, or even if you did, they could appeal it and go to the state, and the state would make us turn it back on.
But first they got to prove to us that they actually, it's their heat source.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's maybe 10% of the people that have hot water heat, so.
Well, I'm one of those 10%.
Paying your bill.
Yeah.
You know I'm current.
We'll be over on
just
the 14th.
Just for that, I'm not paying this month, damn it.
What?
We'll be over on the 14th.
Yeah. Okay, so. I guess we'll proceed with the payment plan. And
yep. And then also just want to give council heads up, reminder, next week, my vacation was approved already, but just a reminder, I'll be taking off early Wednesday and be out Thursday, Friday. So I should be here till at least 1:30 on Wednesday. So me and Tamara will work on hours for the office. Other than that, I got nothing else.
All right. Anything else? Closing the council questions? Otherwise, we'll move on to the payments.
I have one.
All right.
I should ask the fire chief, but are they going to be around town Halloween?
I would imagine so, yeah, they always are. Because I believe they actually moved their meeting from the 31st to the 1st, so they can do the kind of the Halloween patrol.
I didn't know, I just thought I was going to ask, I forgot about
it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Jeremy, you're turning very far because you mentioned the fire department. The fact that that's going to be occupied up there, that office, is that going to require an external exit? Fire exit?
I've never had to be for the paramedics.
Yeah.
But I mean, the paramedics just kind of moved up there because it was a storage area, right?
They slept up there.
But I'm saying is when the building was built, that wasn't designed for the paramedics. It was just probably storage.
It wasn't there.
They added it for the paramedics.
Yeah, that was built for the paramedics.
I would just add maybe it'd be something to check with Justin if, you know, they need a fire exit.
Yeah,
the
window.
Give them a slot here.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you got the two windows are big enough, that's all you need.
The ladder?
As far, you know, yeah, and then probably a roll-out ladder. So you need the egress is what you need, so whatever egress would be, so they just have to make sure one of those.
Well,
I can't remember the dimensions, but.
Just the building inspector state comes out and says, well, here's the thing, fire department,
yep.
It does have a fire exit.
I will check on that. We'll add that to my list.
Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to the payment for the September additional claims. And it says here $4,029.62. Which the date is beside there, so I don't know.
We can cut off.
Yep. Hold on a second, I'll tell you what it is. It was only a few claims, I remember.
The fire department can sell copier.
Do you have a volume of copier yet?
We have not yet.
Our clerk has lacked on that.
Well, I got no sympathy.
I've been getting on stage, so.
No sympathy.
I'll do this, I get my full screen. So basically what we are looking at is the four payroll claims, so 18155 to 18158 for $4,029.62.
So we have a motion made, is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve claims check number 18155 to 18158 for total of $4,049.62. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And the October claims so far.
Move to approve the 5 ATCH payments and check number 18159 and 18183 for a total of 141.86.29.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 5 ATCH payments and check number 18159 to 18183. Total of $141,386.29. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to council report. Mr. Odom?
Jeremy, that guy from the solar group, he was all charged up, but did anything happen that he didn't show up tonight?
There's some more information that he needed to get from me that we have to do to get solid numbers.
Oh, okay. So. They're really going crazy out there by Bongard.
Yeah, they are.
That's all I got.
Everywhere, actually.
Mr. Bob?
I was just wondering if Jeremy had heard anything more from Jaguar at all.
Yes, I met with them when they had their open house. It was end of September, I believe. So I went up and talked to John Rudd, and what they're requesting is just a letter from the city stating that we have interest and would like them to come into Hamburg and provide, you know, the
option.
We need
a motion for that?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
send a letter.
Yeah, let's just send it.
Just going to send a letter. And then
timeline?
By December. To get the letter, but it won't be until next year.
They're working out by Carver all over because I see the van.
Yeah, I saw
so their plan is, in talking to Jaguar, their plan is to do Hamburg, New Germany mayor this side, then next year.
Well, that'd be good.
Is their plan. That is nothing in stone or written up. I mean, so what they'd like to do is have that letter, meet in December, start looking at a franchise agreement with them over the winter. So then in spring, I have heard that they are slow. So because I think they're just spread out all over, you know.
Indeed. That's what they were doing there on Elm Street, going on into
the road. Yeah, because they've gone around my block now and just finished. So.
When do they think that system will be turned on?
They told me 4 weeks before it's on at my house.
Really?
That isn't bad.
Yeah. So.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Shalom.
Couple of things. I was wondering if the council would, I just got information from Mallory, my memory about the fact that the liquor license for October 22nd, she forgot to get it up here. I was wondering if we could approve that liquor license if the sale goes with the 15th and the 15th.
Liquor license? If she brings it down here, Jeremy can fax it over and we can.
We still need to approve it.
I know.
Yeah, I need to approve it and I'll email it tomorrow.
Yeah, I know that they approved some real fast before a couple of years.
Yeah.
So yeah, if she can get it down here, we should be able to get it done. I mean, I don't think, do we need a motion to approve that?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve a liquor license for the Lions, wedding reception bartending on October the 22nd.
I second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve a liquor license for October 22nd for the Lions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
And the other thing is, I got this in the mail today. I don't know if everybody else got this or not. Metro Regional Meeting agenda for November 30th. That maybe might be something that you would all like to attend. The topics that they're going to be talking about, I don't think the first one would necessarily be something that would be there. It's about police community relations. I don't think we really have a huge issue in our town in that regard. But the program starts officially at 1 o'clock. That first one's at 11:30. And it's 1 o'clock and it runs until 6:30. The major issues they're going to have is they're going to be talking about tough issues, difficult people, tools for changing the conversation. Just by reading the synopsis here, it just talks about ways to work with colleagues, coworkers, and community members to get along with some of the challenges in the community. There's going to be an election update, and then there's going to be a political forecast in regards to what are some of the priorities that the elected officials, because of that elections in November, are going to be looking at for the cities. It's November 30th, it's $45 per person.
Is that staff too, or just elected officials? I didn't get that. We didn't get that in the mail today, did we?
I never looked at the mail yet. So
yeah, I got one of those.
Doesn't call out me as being a council person, so it just is my name in the city of Hamburg, so I would assume that I would
be. If anybody's interested in going, let me know. It sounds like it'd be something worth attending.
November 30th, what kind of a date is that for?
Wednesday.
And that's where?
It's in Embassy Suites in Brooklyn Center. And like I said, the registration fee is $45 per person. After they'll have a Minnesota City's policy adoption meeting at 4:45. Then at 5:45, they'll have a social hour and a 6:30 major. I'm not sure what heavy or social hours are. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Do you know what rush hour is like on 94 at Brooklyn Center out there?
It's 6:30
at that time of the day.
Wanted to bring it up because I think this would be something for those who can make it. I think it would be beneficial just to hear some of this information. Plus, I think it would be a good way too for people to go and kind of interconnect with other elected officials and city administrators. I mean, I know that's one thing that I've enjoyed quite a bit being a liaison of the Carver County Leaders Group, is being able to figure out what are cities a little bit bigger than ours in our area doing to combat some of the similar issues that we have. So I thought I'd bring it up in that, and then know how we wanted to deal with it in case more than three of us went, and if it would be something that we would
do a simple posting, I guess.
You know, yeah. Reimbursed by the city, or how we would do that. So.
Usually a city pays for training.
Yep.
Okay. But I just want to make everybody aware of it. That's going to happen. Next.
Anything else?
Nope.
I got 2 items. I guess the train came to town on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got lots of video of it.
Was there any kind of warning or any kind of...
I got nothing. She goes, you see the train Sunday? I said, what train?
And then I showed them all my videos and pictures.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been nice to promote that the people...
We said
the same thing. I've had a couple of residents come up, talk about it, and I said, you know, it would have been nice if they would have sent a blurb out to the cities.
Yeah.
Well, you know? Now that we know where it's from, we could just watch their website. It's like Friends of the 261 that's out of Minneapolis, and they do a couple of tours, excursions of a year.
The last time they were out here on this track was 2008.
Okay.
So they don't do it on a regular basis.
I haven't even never been. With that same steam engine, what they have video?
It's a bunch of old retired railroad people that keep it restored and whatnot. They went up to Duluth, and they went over. When we were living in Cologne, they came to Cologne and went out to Lindhorn.
Friends of 261?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a website.
It's going to be a yearly thing.
They will now?
Yeah, they're talking. That's what I've heard people say, because it's Hamburg's such a good stop for them.
That's why they stopped here, because they could easily unload and load up. Because they have loaded a train here, and the people are so surprised on the
vehicle. Yeah, they spent about half an hour in town.
Yeah.
Pulling forward,
yeah, and
they back up.
I apologize, I knew nothing of it until Monday.
Was there any newspaper, anybody who caught anything, or...?
It must have been because Tammy knew about it. It was the first Saturday I was going to Glencoe. And there was a guy sitting out here on the road by the track, probably with a curb, you know, sitting out there with a camera, and I called him and I said, you better go out and tell that guy he's got on the wrong track. So he went over there, and then Sunday it was coming through here. Yeah, she knew about it. I don't know how she knew about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it went all the way out to Winthrop.
Yeah, out to Winthrop, and they had dinner out there.
Then they towed it backwards all the way into Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I went on the website after saw the banner on one of the cars, and they had a tour that left the Twin Cities on Monday, you know, to Chicago. Like
oh,
a full really? Tour.
It was hooked to Amtrak.
Oh, that was with Amtrak.
Oh.
They got a couple of cars with glass tops on.
Yeah.
Did you look at the prices on your website, Chris?
Yeah.
Pretty pricey.
I need a raise.
Still, I mean, it was kind of interesting to see that. I mean, if you're someone who likes to look at the foliage change and that, maybe it's a bucket list.
Well, I heard that thing blow a whistle, you know, when it's coming into town. And I thought, what the hell is that? You know, I thought I was dreaming. And all of a sudden, I heard it a few more times. And I looked, and there's people standing at the end of our driveway, and you're all looking at the railroad tracks. They got their cameras out, so I figured, well, something's going on. So I went down there, and there it was.
Well, it's good. I mean, I guess we should have known about it.
There were lines of cars coming down 31 and coming down 50. They're all coming into town here.
We'll have to maybe plug them and tell them just to... hey, give us a heads up so we can promote your, you know, train company and cause. And,
I was just there watching, I just purple up and it's mostly see this engine, I'm like, well, that's not a normal TCW engine.
See, and that's what everybody said. It was a concept that everybody I talked to said, they're at home and all of a sudden they were like, that's not a normal train whistle. And then caught everybody's curiosity and...
There was like 15 or 20 cars coming up.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. It's in my office.
That's good, I mean, but...
No, actually.
And then, is there anything else more on the train, or is there one other item? Last meeting, I don't know what the status is, but Councilman Trevish stated that we have the land, purchase the land tax. I don't know if it's finalized or not yet.
I paid my down payment on it and stuff. It's just coming back from that lawyer. It's a done deal with that.
But my thought is, if the city could get some kind of agreement to either rent that lot for the winter or all year, you know, to just for a space to park and wait for snow. What's the council's thoughts? Otherwise, if it's off limits, it's off limits.
I think that's up to the owner.
Right, but I'm saying that the council approaches, works out an agreement if he is open to that.
I talked to Jeremy about it a lot. I talked to Canada, but they were willing to go, but, you know, with snow, it wouldn't be a problem. As for the parking, I guess they don't need it. I talked to Jennifer again at the bar, and she said that we didn't need it. And I thought, okay. Yeah. And that's all
I know, they don't need it, but yet the people don't know that, and they'll probably park there.
Right. But I didn't want to push it. I don't want to discourage anything or anything. I don't want this to blow up to be something big, you know.
Well, I figured I'd talk about it now. The snow could come pretty soon. You never know.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm thinking from a liability standpoint in the city that the snow would probably be better because you're going to be in the park. Like, we can just have a derby in that.
Try and cost you more money.
Yeah, but the other side, some kids that will use that hill to slide down, and grant luckily you haven't had anybody run over by a train or seriously hurt. But then again, it really wasn't our property.
We're sliding the traffic.
Right.
Well, so that's for the council to park. I mean, I think it would be good. I mean, liability, we got liability in the park, we got liability wherever.
Right.
We have insurance.
Right. We should let it cover that too.
Yeah, if you put the snow in the right spot, we're not going to run the issue of kids going into the tracks.
I guess you can look at it that way, but how long have the kids been on that, and how long has it snowed every year?
True. But there's a lot of issues about clowns now in this day and age. Issues about clowns before.
I mean, we can dissect everything to whatever end. But, I mean, there's common sense, and there's people who should watch their kids anyhow.
I just want to add this, and I hope it's going to go one way or the other, but I don't know if the railroad will let you put that snow in. They're going to be watching for you.
Oh, you can put an A in the park.
In the park.
Okay. In the city property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the park.
Yeah.
Right? What would you propose? I know that that's railroad property. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I would prefer us not to be here, but move the room at that point.
Okay. Just a thought.
When is your building coming?
Well, I don't want something for another year.
Okay.
Yeah. The building. I want an overseas container put there yet this fall. I'm just waiting. I want the paper in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta put it on down and say, okay, gotta move it. No. You know. I know I got the property bought and everything, but I just, all I gotta do is make a phone call and I'll be there in 2 hours. I mean, there's no idea.
And we thought it was time that before the snow flies, we're going to make a decision to do it.
As for the parking, you know, do you have any plans on signing that for no parking?
I wasn't going to put no sign. Maybe it's one or two signs up, but I wasn't going to put no big barbed wire fence up or nothing. No, I just... Jen said she was going to put something up in the bar and no parking in the lot over there. And hopefully that's good. If it goes any farther than that, I guess we'll
do something. Well, they're saying that's the process,
right? Yeah. So, that's what it is. Good understanding. You
know? Yeah, whatever. This seems we're so liability crazy that it's just
going to get rid of it.
Yeah. If there's nothing else, we look for a motion.
So move.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.